It's been a great series, and we've enjoyed every message. And next week's a little different twist. Next week's title is What If Hell Is For Real? And so we're going to be sharing on that next Sunday. I was talking to some people, and I was saying, you know, I've probably studied more for this message than anyone that I can remember, just reading everything I can on it and trying to, what does the Bible teach about hell? And how do we understand it? And so, the Lord willing, I'll be sharing some of my conclusions next week. So don't miss next Sunday when we say, what if hell is for real? Now today, we have a special treat. We have a speaker that I don't know whether he's ever shared on the Sunday mornings before, and that's Niels Campana. He is heading up our Spanish ministry, and he and with his wife Lillian are giving leadership to this. They meet Sunday afternoons, 2:30 here, for a Spanish service, but it's translated into English. And I speak that at once a month, but Niels shares the other time. And so I've just enjoyed being part of that. And you know, it's the Lord's blessing it. The average of the Sundays in May that we keep track of the attendance service, an average of 67 people in that third service. And so we thank the Lord for what's happening there. And Niels may mention it because he's more in tune, but you know, as I'm here, I see people that have been saved. I see people who have been healed and just good testimonies coming back. They have small groups that are working in the Spanish groups, one in Cambridge, one in Waterloo or Kitchener. And so there's an ongoing ministry that's happening in the Spanish community, and we really appreciate these folks. So I asked Niels, why don't you come and you share in the Sunday service? And I tell you, I admire people that can learn a second language. I really don't think I could do it. But I've enjoyed listening to Niels just be free and just preach in his own language, and Lillian translating for him on that afternoon service. And he speaks English pretty well, much better than he thinks he does. But I told him, I said, you speak in Spanish, and you just let Lillian translate for you. So you're in for a treat this morning. Would you welcome Niels and Lillian Campana?
Dios los bendiga en esta mañana.
God bless you all this morning.
Estamos muy contentos, es un privilegio estar aquí.
We are very happy and it's a privilege for us to be up
poder
here.
Poder compartir la palabra de
to
Dios.
To be able to share the word of God with you.
Es mi primera vez que estoy predicando dos veces.
It's my first time doing it twice in a row.
Y más tarde tengo que predicar
and
nuevamente.
Later on have to do it again.
Así que me van a sacar de aquí seguro cargado.
So they'll probably carry me out of the church.
Pero estoy contento, estoy
but
contento.
I'm happy.
Me acuerdo hace cuando comenzamos a asistir aquí en la
iglesia. I remember when we started assisting KWCF.
Siempre he considerado al pastor Ken mi pastor.
I always considered Pastor Ken my pastor.
He sido parte de Anchor y
estaba, I've been part of Anchor before.
Cuando vinimos a la iglesia
and
me sentaba atrás.
And when we came to the church, I would sit at the back.
Disfrutando las enseñanzas
del pastor. Enjoying the
Ken.
Teachings.
Y ahora me toca predicar.
And now it's my time to share and preach.
Estoy un poquito nervioso.
I'm a little nervous.
Pero contento.
But happy.
Muy contento. Estamos
very
viendo
happy.
La mano de Dios
we
en
are
los
seeing
cultos.
The Lord working at hand in our services,
vemos
the third service.
Salvada,
we have seen people being saved,
gente restaurada,
people being restored,
gente transformada,
people being transformed.
Y sé que eso pasa,
and I know that happens
porque hay un pueblo que está orando,
because there is a people praying for us.
Porque sé que ustedes están orando,
and I know you're praying for us.
¿Cuántos están orando por el culto
how many
de la tarde?
Are praying for our third service? Amen.
Good. Un aplauso para ustedes.
A big hand to yourselves. Good.
¿Tú sabes si es verdad o no, Señor?
You know if that's true, Lord.
Gloria a Dios. Entonces vamos a hablar acerca de cuando el cielo interviene.
All right, we're going to be talking about when heaven intervenes.
Y estamos muy contentos
and
por
eso. And we are happy about it.
Quería decir una cosa rápidamente.
I wanted to say something very quickly.
Estamos trabajando también con células aquí
we
en los hogares.
We are also working with small groups in both cities.
El pastor habló sobre Cambridge y Kitchener.
Pastor Ken was talking about Cambridge and Kitchener.
Esta semana nuevamente.
And this week
que viene,
the coming week,
vamos a abrir otra célula
we'll
más.
Be opening our third small group.
Así que estamos orando para que Dios siga enviando personas.
For the Lord to keep on sending laborers and
la idea
people.
Es multiplicarse.
The idea is to multiply.
Y poder impactar
and
la,
to be able to
la
impact
parte hispana de esta
the
comunidad.
Community.
Así que les invito.
So I invite
si tú conoces a alguna persona en español,
if you know someone that speaks Spanish,
invítala a la iglesia.
Invite them to church.
2:30.
At 2:30,
se van a gozar,
they will rejoice,
van a ver la mano de Dios
and they
de
will
manera
see
poderosa.
The Lord working greatly.
Gloria a Dios. ¿Están
Glory
listos para la palabra
God.
De Dios?
Are you ready for the word of God?
¿Están listos? Digan
Are
conmigo.
You ready?
Yes.
Say with me, yes.
Vamos a Deuteronomio 4:39.
Let us go to Deuteronomy
4:39. Dice la palabra del Señor.
And you'll see it on the screen.
Dice, aprende pues hoy y reflexiona en tu corazón que Jehová es Dios arriba en el cielo y abajo en la tierra y no hay otro. Te doy gracias, Padre, en esta mañana.
Lord, I give you thanks this morning.
Para que tú, Padre, me sintonices contigo en este
for
día.
You to tune me in with you, Lord.
Para hablar tu palabra.
For me to speak your word.
Para que mientras tu palabra es expresada.
So that as we express it,
tu mano se mueva, Señor.
Your hand will be moving among
haciendo
us.
Haciendo señales,
making wonders,
milagros,
miracles,
y prodigios.
And lots of
que el cielo
miracles,
sea real
Lord,
aquí
that
en la tierra,
may become real in our
lo declaro en el nombre
we
de
declare
Jesús.
It, Lord, in Jesus
tu mano
name.
Moviéndose, Padre.
Your hand moving
en el nombre
among
de Jesús.
In Jesus name.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In Jesus name.
Amén.
Amen.
Dice aquí la palabra de Dios.
The word of God says,
aprende pues. Dios es arriba en el cielo y abajo en la tierra y no hay otro. Arriba en el cielo
up there on heaven,
y aquí en la tierra
and here on earth,
Dios tiene que ser
the
Dios.
Lord has to be real.
Y nosotros tenemos que entender
and
eso.
We have to understand that.
Cuando entendemos esta
when
parte
we understand this part,
comenzamos a ver
we begin to see
al cielo intervenir aquí
heaven
en la tierra.
Intervene here on earth.
La palabra de Dios nos habla
the word of God speaks to
acerca
us
de Jesús
about Jesus,
que estaba predicando una gran multitud
preaching to great multitude
5,000 hombres había
5,000 men it says
en ese momento todos estaban de hambre
at that moment everybody was hungry
todos tenían hambre
everyone was hungry
Jesús dijo
and Jesus said
dale de comer
feed them
se miraron los discípulos
the disciples looked at each other
dijeron ¿a dónde? McDonald's
and they said
Burger
where?
King.
McDonald's, Burger King
nada había.
Nothing. There was nothing.
Estaban en el desierto.
They were in the desert.
Ahí estaban aprendiendo la palabra de Dios.
That's where they were learning the word of God.
Dice que habían 5,000 hombres.
It says that there were 5,000 men.
No cuentan a las mujeres.
That's not counting women.
Ni siquiera también a los
not
hijos.
Not even children.
Y en ese tiempo
and at that time,
no había métodos anticonceptivos.
There were no prevention methods or
ahí
preventive methods
los
of having babies.
Tener.
They could have as many babies as they wanted.
10 o 12.
10 or 12.
Era mejor.
It was greater.
¿Te imaginas eso?
So can you imagine this?
5,000 hombres.
5,000 men.
Más las mujeres.
Plus the women.
Y más los hijos.
Plus the children.
Casi 20,000 personas.
It was more than 20,000 people.
¿De dónde?
Where?
Se va a dar de comer a tanta
where
gente.
Where were they going to feed so much people and how?
Uno de los discípulos dijo.
One of the disciples said.
Ni siquiera con una fortuna.
We don't even have a fortune, not even with a fortune.
Podemos darle de comer a tanta gente.
You'd be able to feed so many people.
¿Qué hacemos?
What do we do?
Jesús dijo, denles
Jesus
ustedes
said,
de comer.
You feed them.
Alguien por ahí dijo, tenemos un par de peces.
Someone said, we have two fish.
Y unos cuantos panes.
And five loaves.
Tráiganlos aquí, dijo Jesús.
Bring them to me, said
Jesús.
Jesús
los agarró.
And Jesus grabbed them.
Los presentó al cielo.
Presented it to heaven.
Los bendijo.
He blessed them.
Y les dio a sus discípulos
and
para
he
que lo
gave
repartan.
It to the disciples for them to feed the
dice
people.
La palabra de Dios.
And the word of God says
que comieron todos.
That everybody ate.
Se saciaron.
They ate even more than what they could have.
Se saciaron completamente.
Completely.
Y todavía recogieron 12
cestas. And they were able to pick up 12 baskets.
Llenas de pan.
Of the leftovers.
¿Qué es eso?
What is that?
¿Cómo se llama eso?
How do we call this?
Una intervención celestial.
A heavenly intervention.
Lo que es imposible para el hombre.
What's impossible for men.
Lo que el hombre no puede realizar.
What men cannot do.
Y Dios lo puede hacer.
Then God can do.
Eso se llama una intervención celestial.
And that is called a heavenly intervention.
¿Qué es una intervención celestial?
Then what is a heavenly intervention?
Es cuando el cielo se hace real en medio nuestro.
It's when heaven becomes real here on earth.
Es cuando el cielo es palpable, tangible.
It's when heaven it's tangible.
Es cuando el cielo podemos palparlo,
it's when
sentirlo.
We are able to feel it and touch it.
En el momento de dificultad.
At the moment of difficulties.
En el momento de problema.
In the moment of trials.
En el momento de alegría.
In the moment of joy.
Dios sigue siendo Dios.
God is still God.
Dios sigue siendo Dios.
He is God.
Y nosotros
and we,
tenemos que saber que es
we
real.
Have to know that he is real.
Que su realidad
that his reality
es poderosa en
is
medio
powerful
nuestro.
Among us.
Una mujer.
A woman.
Tenía 12 años un flujo
de sangre. She had 12 years suffering of a flow of blood.
En ese tiempo.
At that time.
Según la ley judía.
According to the law.
Una mujer que estaba ritualmente
impura. A woman that was ritually impure.
No podía adorar a Dios.
She could not worship the Lord.
Tenía 12 años.
She had been like this for 12 years.
12 años con esta enfermedad.
12 years with that disease.
Nunca podía ir al templo a adorar.
She was never able to go to the temple and
worship.
Pero en
su casa escuchaba.
But at home she would hear.
Que el cielo se estaba
haciendo
real. That
heaven was being manifested on earth.
Escuchaban los milagros que pasaban.
She would hear about the miracles
que pasaban en el ministerio de Jesús.
Happening in Jesus' ministry.
Ella escuchaba que algo podía pasar.
She heard that something could happen.
Ella fue corriendo a la multitud.
And so she came running to Jesus.
Pero se dio cuenta.
And she realized
que estaba impura.
That she was impure.
La gente podía apedrearla.
People would lose her.
Caminó.
She walked.
Y comenzó a meterse entre
and
la multitud.
She began to move amongst the multitude.
Dice la palabra de Dios.
And the word of God
que había una multitud.
That there was a great multitude.
Una multitud que estaba siguiendo
a Jesús. A multitude that were following Jesus.
Pero esta mujer.
But this woman,
quería algo especial.
She wanted something special.
Dice que ella se acercó.
It says that she came close.
Y la palabra dice.
And it says as
que ella
well,
pensaba para sí.
That she thought to herself.
Si tan solo.
If I could only.
Tocara el borde. Del vestido de Jesús.
Of the garment.
Podré ser sana.
I would be healed.
Ella se acercó en fe.
She approached.
¿Tú te imaginas esta
just
escena?
Just imagine this scene.
Ella arrastrándose en el
she
suelo.
She was crawling on the floor.
Haciendo espacio para
just
llegar a Jesús.
Just making space for her to come to Jesus.
La multitud apretando.
And the multitude would crowd
pero
him.
Ella quería tocar.
But she wanted to touch.
Dice que tocó a Jesús.
It says that she touched
Jesús.
Jesús
paró todo.
Jesus stopped.
Dijo, ¿quién me ha tocado?
And he said, who touched me?
Imagina Judas.
I can imagine Judas.
Pedro.
Peter.
¿Qué pasa, Jesús?
Jesus, what's happening?
¿No ves una multitud aquí?
Don't you see the multitude
y dices, ¿quién te ha tocado?
And you're saying, who's touching you?
Jesús dijo, yo
and
sé
Jesus
que alguien
said,
me ha tocado.
I know someone has touched me.
Porque poder
because power
ha salido de mí.
Has flown from me.
Poder
power
ha salido de mí.
Has come out of me.
La multitud apretaba.
The multitude would crowd Jesus and oppress him.
Pero solo una persona
but
estaba tocando.
But only one person was touching him.
La multitud miraba los milagros.
The multitude saw the miracles.
Esta mujer quería un
but
milagro.
The woman wanted the miracle.
Esta mujer tocó.
The woman touched.
Y ahí fue cuando el cielo
and that's when heaven
se hizo real
became
para ella.
Real for
dice
her.
Que la enfermedad cesó.
And it says that disease it ceased. The flow ceased.
Y el cielo se hizo real para ella.
And heaven became real for her.
Todos necesitamos.
We all need
una intervención celestial.
A heavenly intervention.
Todos necesitamos
we all need
que el cielo se haga real para
that
nosotros.
Heaven becomes real for us.
Porque cuando se hace real
because
para
when
nosotros,
it becomes real to us,
la gente a nuestro alrededor,
the people around us,
también puede ver un Dios
we'll
real.
Be able to see a real God.
¿Cuántos
as well?
Dicen amén
how
a eso?
Many say amen to this?
Doy un aplauso a Jesús
give
que está en nosotros.
Give a big hand to the Lord. He's here among us.
Vamos amen. A ir a Daniel 10.
Let us go to Daniel
vamos a comenzar
10.
A llenar nuestra hojita.
Let's start with the filling sheet.
Dice, ¿cómo me preparo para recibir
how do I prepare myself
una intervención
to receive
celestial?
A heavenly intervention.
Voy a comenzar antes ahorita.
Now I'm going to start earlier.
Porque en el culto de la mañana
because in the morning service
era 10 para las 11,
it was 10 to 11
y todavía estaba en el segundo
and
punto.
I was still in the second point.
Así que vamos a comenzar
so
ahorita.
Let us start now with
dice
point
la palabra
one.
De Dios en Daniel 10.
It says in Daniel 10, 12.
Vamos a la palabra de Dios en
let
Daniel.
Let us go to the word of God.
¿Ya están ahí?
Are you there? Are
hello.
We there?
Hello. ¿Están ahí?
Are
10?
We there? Daniel 10, 12.
10, versículo 12, dice la palabra del Señor. Entonces me dijo, Daniel, no temas, porque desde el primer día que dispusiste tu corazón a entender y a humillarte en la presencia de Dios, tus palabras fueron oídas y a causa de tus palabras yo he venido. Dice la palabra de Dios.
The word of God says
que el ángel le dijo a Daniel,
that the angel said to
desde
Daniel,
el primer momento,
from the first day
que tú dispusiste tu corazón
that you set in your heart
a entender,
to understand
a humillarte,
to humble yourself
Dios escuchó,
God heard you
y yo he venido.
And I have come.
Lo primero que tenemos que
the
hacer
first thing that we have to do
para una intervención
for
celestial
a heavenly intervention
es conectarnos
it's
con
to
Dios.
Connect our heart to God's heart.
Cuando te conectas
when
a la
you
fuente,
connect to the source
lo que tiene la fuente,
what the source has
se transmite a tu
will
vida.
Be transferred to you.
Aquí la luz
here on the light switch
es a 120, 120.
It's at 120.
120. En Perú,
in Peru,
es 2.40.
It's 2.40.
Si yo llevo una cosa de aquí,
so if we bring something to plug it in there,
lo conectamos,
we plug it in,
y se explota.
And it explodes.
Porque no está en,
because
la,
it's not
en el rango correcto.
In the same rank.
Cuando nosotros,
when we
nos conectamos a Dios,
are connected to God,
decidimos entender,
we decide to understand
lo que Dios quiere para nosotros,
what God wants for us,
lo que Dios tiene,
and what he has,
comienza a ser transmitido
begins
a nosotros,
to be transferred
lo que
to
en
us,
el cielo,
what's on heaven,
sucede,
what happens
comienza
there,
a suceder aquí
begins
en la tierra,
to happen here on earth.
Cuando el cielo comienza
when
a moverse
heaven
con
begins
poder,
to move with power,
y yo estoy conectado con Dios,
and I'm connected with God,
lo que pasa en el cielo,
what happens in heaven,
pasa en la tierra,
happens on earth.
Jesús dijo,
and Jesus said,
de ahora en adelante,
from now on,
verán los cielos abiertos
the heavens opened up,
y el Hijo de Dios
and the Son of God,
en su gloria
in his glory,
y ángeles que suben
and
y bajan.
The angels coming up and down.
Eso quiere decir
and that means
que el cielo está abierto para
heaven
ti
is
y para
opened
mí.
Up for you and for me.
Hoy estuviera saltando si me dicen eso.
Oh, I would be jumping if I were told that.
El cielo
heaven
está abierto
is opened up
para bendecirte,
to bless you,
para darte
to give you
lo que en el cielo es,
what's on heaven,
en la tierra
here
será.
On earth will be done.
Dicen la palabra de
the
Dios.
Word of God says
que en el cielo no hay enfermedad.
That there's no disease or sickness
quiere decir
in heaven. That means
que si me conecto con
that
Dios,
if I'm connected
Dios
to God,
puede hacer,
then he can do,
sanar,
he can heal, he can transform,
liberar,
he can deliver.
Dios lo puede hacer.
God can do this.
Si me conecto con Dios,
if I'm connected with God,
me sintonizo con
if
Dios,
I'm tuned in with him,
nosotros,
then we,
la iglesia,
the church,
yo sé que esta no.
I know not this church.
Otras iglesias.
Other churches.
Estamos conectados.
If we're connected.
Con lo que la gente dice afuera.
What other people say.
Oh, viene un gran flu.
Oh, there comes a great disease of the flu.
Oh, sí, tiene razón.
Oh, yeah, you're
es
right.
El tiempo.
Then it's time.
Vamos al doctor.
Let's go to the doctor.
Pedimos remedios para eso.
And we ask for a lot of medicine for
creemos
it.
Lo que alguien
we
dice.
We believe what others say.
Y nos es difícil creer lo que Dios dice.
And it's hard to believe what God says.
Dios dice no es hombre para que mienta.
God says that he's not a man that he shall lie.
Ni hijo de hombre para que se arrepienta.
Or a son of man that he shall repent.
Lo que dijo,
what he has said,
se hará.
It will be done.
Y Dios dice,
and God says,
con amor eterno,
with everlasting love,
te he amado.
I have loved
por eso
you.
Que prolongué
and that's why I have extended
mi misericordia
my mercies
sobre tu vida.
Towards you and
dice,
your
mis
life.
Pensamientos
it says my thoughts
para ti
for you
son de bien
are good and
y
of
no
peace,
de mal,
and not of
dice
evil,
el Señor Dios
says
Todopoderoso.
The Lord Almighty.
Si nos sintonizamos con Dios,
if we are tuned in with God,
lo que Dios dice,
what he says,
yo le voy a creer.
I will believe.
Lo que Dios está diciendo,
what God is saying,
va a suceder.
Will happen.
Hay muchas cosas en la tierra que
pasan. There are so many things on earth happening.
Y tenemos que pasarlas muchas
veces.
And
we have to go through that at times.
Yo quisiera contar muchos testimonios.
I could tell you of many testimonies.
No tengo el tiempo para
but
hacerlo.
I don't have the time to do it.
Pero déjame decirte que Dios es un Dios real.
That God is real.
Si nunca pasas una necesidad económica,
need,
¿cómo conoces un Dios
how
que provee?
Can you believe in the God that provides?
Si nunca tu cuerpo es atacado por una
if
enfermedad,
you've never been attacked by a disease,
¿cómo puedes conocer un Dios
how
que
can
sana?
You know the God that heals?
Si tienes un hogar que muchas veces pasa problemas,
if you have a home that goes through many circumstances,
¿cómo vas a conocer un Dios?
How can you not know
un Dios que puede restaurar
the God that can restore.
Y cuando lo haga contigo,
and when he does it with you,
tú serás un testimonio.
Then you'll be a witness and
serás
a testimony.
Un reflejo de que
you
el
will be
cielo
a reflection that
es
heaven
real en la tierra.
Is real here on earth.
Que el cielo puede
that
intervenir
heaven can intervene
a través de nosotros,
through us
en el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
Primer feeling.
First feeling.
Vamos a leerlo ahí.
Let
entonces,
us go right here.
Tengo que conectarme
so I must connect
con el corazón
my
de Dios.
Heart with God's heart.
Conectarme.
Connect it.
Digan conmigo conectar.
Say with me connect.
Connect.
Conectar.
Muy bien, primer punto.
All right, first point.
El primer punto es que tengo que saber.
First point is I must trust.
Tengo que confiar que
I
su voluntad
trust
es buena.
That his will is good for me.
Mateo 6:10.
Matthew 6:10.
Dice la palabra de Dios,
it says,
venga tu reino, hágase tu voluntad como en el cielo, así también en la tierra. Su voluntad.
His will.
Tiene que hacerse en la tierra.
Has to be done here on earth.
La voluntad de Dios.
God's will.
Es su deseo.
It's in his desire.
Y en la palabra de Dios.
And in the word of God.
Encontramos su deseo.
We find his desire.
Y su deseo es.
And his desire is.
Amarnos con amor
to
eterno.
To love us with everlasting love.
No sé por qué voy a decir esto.
I don't know why I'll say this.
Pero Dios contesta de cuatro maneras la
oración. But God answers your prayer four kinds of answers.
Tranquila.
Relax. I'll relax.
Son cuatro tipos.
Four different ways.
De cómo Dios puede contestar.
Of how God can answer your prayer.
I love you too.
La primera parte.
One. Es sí.
It's yes.
Tú oras.
You pray.
Y Dios te dice sí.
And he says yes.
La segunda.
Second.
Es no.
It's no.
No estás preparado.
You're not ready for it.
No es el tiempo.
It's not the time.
La tercera parte.
And the third one.
Es aún es el tiempo.
Not time yet.
Y la cuarta es.
And the last one is.
La que me gusta.
The one that I like.
Aún mucho más de lo que tú esperas.
I can give you much more greater than what you expect.
Yo sé que hay gente que está pidiendo.
I know there are people here who are asking.
Por una manifestación de Dios.
For a manifestation of the Lord.
Daniel dice.
Daniel says.
Que en el primer momento que dispuso su corazón.
That from the first time that he said in his heart.
Dios escuchó.
The Lord heard.
Y envió al ángel.
And he sent the angel.
Pero por 21 días.
But for 21 days.
Estuvo peleando contra un
ángel.
He
was battling with another one.
Que estaba en oposición.
Who was opposing.
Lo que Dios
and what God
ha respondido para ti
has answered for you,
ya está en el mundo espiritual.
It's already there in the
hay
spiritual realm. There is opposition,
pero llegará.
But it will come.
Llegará.
It will come.
Dice la Biblia.
And the Bible
en Hebreos 11,
in Hebrews 11,
que por la fe
by faith
y la paciencia
and by patience,
tú heredas las promesas.
You inherit the promises.
Por la fe,
by faith,
por el creer,
by believing,
y por esperar,
and by waiting,
que él lo hará,
that he will
voy
do
a recibir
it. I will receive
lo que él prometió,
what he has promised,
y que ha prometido,
and what he has promised,
lo mejor de él para
it's
nosotros.
The best for you.
Gloria al nombre del Señor.
Glory to the name of Jesus.
Tengo que creer.
I have to believe
que su voluntad
that his will
es buena para
is
mí.
Good for me.
Romanos 8.
Romans 8.
Versículo del 28 primero.
8:28.
¿Están ahí?
We are there.
8:28. Dice la palabra de Dios.
The word
y
of God
sabemos
says,
que a los que aman a Dios, todas las cosas les ayudan a bien. Esto es a los que conforme a su propósito son llamados. 31 dice.
And 31 says,
¿qué pues diremos a esto? Si Dios es por nosotros, ¿quién contra nosotros? 32. El que no escatimó a su propio hijo, sino que lo entregó por todos nosotros, ¿cómo no nos dará también con él todas las cosas? Al final dice,
at the end it says,
give us all things.
Darnos todas las cosas.
Todas las cosas.
All things.
¿Qué tal el inglés?
English is good, huh?
Los confundí.
I confused you.
Todas las cosas.
All things.
Dios nos dará.
God gives us.
Digan conmigo todas.
Say with me all things. All things. Say it. All
créanlo,
things.
Créanlo.
Believe
todas
it. Believe it. All things.
Todas las cosas.
All things.
Es importante esto que entiendas.
It's important for you to
dice,
understand this.
Si Dios.
It says if God.
Es por nosotros.
Is for us.
No es con nosotros.
Is not with us.
Es por nosotros.
Is for us.
Presta atención a esto.
Pay attention to this.
No es con nosotros.
It's not with us.
Es por nosotros.
It's for us.
Mi esposa.
My wife.
Camina conmigo.
Walks with me.
Está conmigo.
She is with me.
Pero si quiero que.
But if I want.
Que ella sea por mí.
Her to be for me.
Yo me retrocedo.
I go back.
Y la mando al lugar que tiene que ir.
And I send her wherever she has to go.
Si Dios es por nosotros.
If God is for us.
Significa.
It means.
Que Dios va
God
en nuestro lugar.
And goes in our place.
Por eso que no hay problema grande
and
para
that's
Dios.
Why there is no greater circumstance for the Lord.
No hay cosa tan grande
there is no difficulty
que pueda limitar
greater
a nuestro Dios.
That can limit our God.
No hay cosa tan difícil
there is no hard
que Dios
thing
no pueda hacerla,
that God cannot
que
do.
Pueda resolverla.
He can resolve it
porque nos ama.
Because he loves
si
us.
Dios es por nosotros,
and if God is for
dice
us,
que yo no hago nada.
It says I don't do anything.
Mi papá pelea
my
por
dad
mí.
Fights for me.
Él hará las cosas
he will
que tiene
do
que
the
hacer.
Things that he needs to do.
En el nombre de
in
Jesús.
The name of Jesus.
Él lo hará.
He will
eso
do
es lo que
it.
Pasó en la cruz.
And that's what happened on the cross.
Él fue por mí.
He went for me.
Él aguantó los latigazos.
He went through all the pain and
dejó
endured it.
He
let himself be nailed on the cross.
Por mí.
For me.
Yo tenía que estar ahí.
I was supposed to be up there.
La Biblia dice en
and
Hebreos,
the Bible says
12,
in Hebrews 12
que dice, por el gozo puesto delante
that
de él.
For the joy placed before him
dice que él soportó
it says
la
that
cruz.
He was able to endure it all on the cross.
Y eso que estaba mirando
and what
él,
he was looking at
era tu rostro,
it was your face
era tu presencia,
it was your presence
que se iba a gozar,
because he was going to rejoice
de saber que él es un Dios
in knowing
real.
That he is real. In you knowing that he is real.
Es por nosotros.
It's for us.
El primer feeling.
Next feeling.
Dice que todas las cosas
it
nos
says,
ayudan
all
para bien.
Things work for good.
Todas las cosas
all
nos
things
ayudan para
work
bien.
For good.
El segundo feeling
second
es
feeling,
si Dios es por nosotros.
God is for us.
¿Quién puede ser
who
contra
can
nosotros?
Be against us?
Y el otro punto.
And the next one.
Que me gusta,
the one that I enjoy
que su
in life
amor es incomparable.
Is that his love is incomparable.
Dios dijo, ¿cómo les muestro mi amor?
God said, how can I show them my love?
¿Cómo le muestro mi amor a estas personas?
How can I show these people my love?
A mi creación.
My creation.
¿Cómo les muestro que los
how
amo?
Can I show them that I love them?
¿Envío un profeta?
Sending a prophet?
No es necesario.
No, it's not necessary.
No es suficiente.
It's not enough.
Mando a un buen predicador.
I'm going to send a greater preacher.
No es suficiente.
It's not enough.
¿Cómo puedo mostrarle
how can I show them my love?
Buscó por todos lados.
And he looked everywhere.
Y la única manera de
and the only way that he showed his love
es enviando a su hijo.
Is by sending his only son.
¿Quién puede comparar ese?
Who can compare to this?
El que tomó nuestro lugar.
The one who took our place
fue enviado
was sent
para mostrarnos su amor.
To show us his love.
Es incomparable.
It's incomparable.
Cuando sé
when I know
que todas las cosas
that all things
me ayudan para bien.
Work for good.
¿Y cómo sé eso?
And how do I know this?
Porque envió a su hijo.
Because he sent his son.
Y si envió a su hijo,
and if he sent his son,
no me va a dejar ahora.
He will never leave me.
Lo que prometió,
what he has promised,
lo va a cumplir.
He will do.
Debo confiar que su voluntad
I must
es
trust
buena
that his will is good for me.
El otro punto.
Second point.
El cielo se revela.
Heaven is revealed.
Para que nosotros nos conozcamos.
So you can know yourself.
¿Cómo es esto?
How does this work?
¿No será que el cielo se revela?
Isn't it that heaven is revealed?
Para que Dios nos conozca.
So that God knows us?
No.
No.
Dios nos conoce.
He knows us.
Desde antes de la creación.
Before creation.
Antes que te crea a ti.
Before he created you.
Creó el propósito para tu vida.
He gave you the purpose for your life.
Creó el propósito.
He created the purpose
y de ahí te
for your
creó
life.
A ti.
And then he created
para
you.
Que vivas ese propósito.
For you to live in that purpose.
Él te conoce.
He knows you.
Sabe lo que tú pasas.
He knows what you go through.
Sabe lo que estás pensando
he
en
knows
este
what
instante.
You're thinking right now.
Sabe lo que estás atravesando.
He knows what you're going through.
Sabe de ese hijo que no puedes hacer
he
nada.
Knows of that son that you can't do nothing about.
Sabe de ese dolor en tu corazón.
He knows of that pain in your heart.
Que nadie conoce.
That no one knows.
Que cuando se cierra la puerta de tu
that
cuarto.
That when every door is shut.
Le comunicas a él.
And you go in your door, in your room, you communicate with him.
Él sabe de eso.
He knows that.
Él nos conoce.
He knows us.
La cuestión aquí es.
Now the thing is.
Tú tienes que conocer.
You have to know yourself.
Cuando entiendo que su voluntad es buena
when
para
I
mí,
understand that his will is good for me
estoy andando en el camino.
Then I am now walking in the
pero
path
en el caminar,
but in the middle of the way
voy a conocer cómo está mi corazón.
I will acknowledge how my situation is and where my heart is.
¿Dónde estoy?
Where am I standing?
¿Qué estoy haciendo?
What am I doing?
Vamos a Génesis 28.
Let us go to Genesis 28.
Vamos a leer unos cuantos versículos.
We're going to read a few verses.
En la mañana nos equivocamos
in
aquí.
The morning we made a mistake here
pero nos perdonaron.
But we are forgiven.
Génesis 28.
Genesis 28.
Versículo.
Verse
11. Del 11 en adelante.
11 on.
Dice, y llegó a un cierto lugar y durmió allí porque ya el sol se había puesto y tomó de las piedras de aquel paraje y puso a su cabecera y se acostó en aquel lugar. Y soñó, el 12, y he aquí una escalera que estaba apoyada en tierra
12.
y su extremo tocaba en el cielo. Y aquí ángeles de Dios que subían y descendían por ello. Y aquí Jehová estaba en lo alto de ella, el cual le dijo: Yo soy Jehová, el Dios de Abraham, tu padre, el Dios de Isaac. La tierra en que estás acostado te la daré a ti y a tu descendencia. Dios le da una promesa grande.
God gives him a great promise here.
Dios habla de grandes cosas que va a hacer en la vida.
He speaks of great things that he will do in Jacob's life.
Llega a un cierto lugar.
And he goes to a certain place.
Un lugar donde no tenía otra cosa
a
que hacer.
A place where there was nothing else that he could take or do.
No tenía un techo donde
he didn't have a roof over his head.
Una cama donde acostarse.
Or a bed where to lie down.
Dice que el sol estaba caliente.
It says that the sun was hot and burning.
Llegó a aquel lugar y tuvo sueño.
And he went to that place and he was tired. He fell asleep.
Y agarró su roca.
And he grabbed the rock.
Yo me imagino.
I can imagine him.
Él comenzó a buscar una buena
roca.
That
he began to look for a good rock.
Una planita.
A flat one.
Para que pueda estar bien en su
cabeza.
So that
he could lie down there and his head on it.
Dice que se acostó y comenzó a dormir.
It says that he lay down and he began to sleep.
Imagínate lo cansado que estaba.
Now imagine how tired he was.
Que una piedra.
That a stone.
Era confortable para él.
It was comfortable for him.
Se acostó.
So he lay down
y comenzó a dormir.
And he began to sleep.
Y Dios comenzó a revelarle
cosas. And God
cosas.
Began to reveal things to him.
Grandes cosas.
Great things.
De su descendencia.
Of his descendants.
Que el lugar donde estaba le pertenecía.
Of the place where he was, he belonged to him.
Que iba a ser una bendición.
That he
total.
Was going to be a great blessing.
Que él era el Dios.
That he was God.
De sus padres.
Of his parents.
Pero él no conocía ese Dios.
But he didn't know that God.
Él sabía de sus
he
padres,
knew of his parents
que adoraban a un Dios,
that they worshipped God,
pero él nunca adoró a ese Dios.
But he never worshipped him.
Se levantó.
And he woke up.
Y el sueño
and the dream
era maravilloso.
It was wonderful.
Pero la realidad
but
era
the
otra.
Reality was different.
No tenía hijos.
He didn't have children.
No tenía una casa.
He didn't have a house.
No era una bendición.
It wasn't a blessing.
Pero dijo, voy a agarrar algo.
But he said, I will do and grab something.
Que me va a hacer acordar.
That will remind me.
Que Dios
that God
me va a bendecir.
Will bless me.
Agarró esa piedra.
He grabbed the rock.
Y le echó aceite
and
esa
he
piedra.
Poured oil on it.
Y al echar aceite
and when he was
piedra,
pouring the oil on the rock,
él estaba bendiciendo
he
su
was
realidad.
Blessing his reality.
No tengo otra cosa.
I don't have anything else.
Lo que el pastor decía hace un momento,
what
me
pastor
gustó.
Was saying before, I liked it.
Estaba en un lugar de inconformidad.
He was in a place where he didn't like.
Un lugar, una piedra.
A rock.
Un lugar de no confort.
A place of no comfort.
Estaba en ese lugar.
He was there in that place.
Pero era lo que tenía.
But it's what he had.
Y lo bendijo.
And he blessed it.
Porque entendió.
Because he understood.
Dónde estaba su corazón.
Where he was standing, where his heart was.
Dios te quiere llevar a grandes cosas.
The Lord wants to take you to greater things.
Pero mientras no aprendas ahora,
but if you don't learn now,
no vas a poder pasar al siguiente
you won't
nivel.
Be able to step into the next level.
No vas a poder pasar al siguiente nivel.
You won't be able to go on to the next level.
Si no pasas esto.
If you don't go through this one.
La Biblia dice,
the Bible says,
cielo y tierra pasará,
heaven and earth will pass,
pero mi palabra,
but my word
no pasará,
will remain.
Su promesa,
his promises,
su mente,
his mind,
su deseo,
his desire
no va a pasar,
will not pass.
Las cosas alrededor,
the things around
van a cambiar,
us, they will change.
Tu casa está pintada de
your
rojo,
house, you've painted it red.
Mañana la pintas de
tomorrow
amarillo,
you might paint it green.
Eso puede seguir así.
You can do that
pero lo
too.
Que nunca varía,
but the thing that will never change
es el amor de Dios por
God's love for you.
Conozco dónde estoy parado.
I know where I'm standing.
Lo que Dios me prometió es muy lejos.
What he has promised me is far away.
Pero mientras no empiece a caminar,
but if I never start walking toward it,
y recordándome lo que
and
Dios
remembering,
prometió,
reminding myself of what he has promised,
nunca voy a llegar al lugar
I will
que
never
Dios
be
quiere
able
que
to
esté.
Get where the Lord wants to take me.
Bendice tu realidad.
Bless your reality.
Vamos a llenar los feelings que están aquí.
Let's go to the next feeling.
Jacob tomó la piedra y
Jacob
la ungió.
Jacob took the stone and anointed it.
Él bendijo
he blessed
su realidad.
His reality.
Hay momentos que Dios nos enseña dónde
there
estamos.
There are times in life where the Lord shows us where we are standing.
Me acuerdo hace dos años atrás, tres años ya.
3 years ago,
decidimos venir nuevamente a
we decided Canadá. To come back to Canada.
En ese momento nos alegramos
at that time we all rejoiced
y hicimos viaje.
And we were just packing up
todos contentos porque
everyone happy because we were coming home.
Muy contentos fuimos al aeropuerto.
Very happy we went to the airport
temprano en la mañana.
Very early in the morning
nuestro vuelo salía 10 para las 11
our flight was supposed to leave 10 to 11
Y nosotros llegamos como a las 7 y media.
And we got there around 7:30.
Y comenzamos a pagar nuestros
pasajes. And we just began to present our tickets.
Llegamos a, pusimos nuestras maletas.
We put our luggage away.
Y subimos a la parte de inmigración.
And we went up there to the immigration area.
Como a las 8 y algo era inmigración.
Around 8:30.
Llegamos ahí.
When we got there,
presenté mi pasaporte.
Presented our passports.
Lo sellaron.
Sealed it.
Buen viaje.
Have a great trip.
Mi esposa doy los pasaportes de mis hijos y mi
esposa. My wife gave the passports of my children.
Cuando me mira ese señor.
And when they saw me, he
said, "Hay un pequeño problema aquí."
There is a little issue here.
Yo miré.
And I looked at him.
Y dije, ¿qué será?
And I said, "What is it?"
Dijo, "Bueno, señor, ustedes deben un dinero."
He said, "Well, sir, you owe a fee."
Usted puede estar 6 meses gratis en Perú.
You can be 6 months free in Peru.
Pero necesita una visa para
después. But you need a visa to stay there longer.
Ah, no hay problema.
And I said, oh, no problem.
Saqué mi billetera.
Took my wallet out.
La puse en el mostrador.
Put it in the counter.
¿Cuánto es?
How much is it?
$3,500.
$3,500.
Ya, mi cara también la puse así.
My face was like that too.
Miré mi billetera.
I looked at my wallet.
Me dio vergüenza.
And I was ashamed.
La guardé.
Embarrassed. I put it away.
Le dije, no hay una manera que me ayude.
And I said, is there a way that you can help me
oh,
out
sí,
on this?
Sí, sí.
He said, yeah, yeah.
Usted puede hacer
you can do
que sus hijos sean peruanos.
Or you can make your children residents of Peru.
Oh, sí.
Oh, yeah.
¿Cuánto demora
How
eso?
Long will that take?
Un par de meses.
A few months.
Miré a mi esposa.
Looked at my wife.
Mis hijas comenzaron a llorar.
My children began to cry.
Comencé a hacer llamadas.
I began to call.
¿Tienen plata que me presten?
Do you have money that I can borrow?
Los familiares,
family,
amigos,
friends.
¿Tú sabes que nadie quiere prestar?
No one wants to lend you that kind of money.
Nadie quiere
Nobody.
Prestar. No, quizás porque no desconfíen.
Not because they don't trust you.
Quizás porque no tienen.
Maybe because they don't have it.
Y algunos también desconfían.
And a few just don't trust you.
Comencé a hacer llamadas.
And I began to call.
También aquí a Canadá.
I called here Canada.
Me dijeron que no tenía.
They said they didn't have any
Yo
money.
Casi me arrancaba los pelos.
I was almost pulling my hair out.
No, no sabía qué hacer.
I didn't know what to do.
Miraba al cielo y decía,
I looked up to heaven and
¿qué
said,
hago?
Lord, what do I do?
¿Qué hago ahora?
What do I do now?
Y no sabía qué hacer.
And I didn't know what to
Comencé
do.
A bajar.
I began to go
Digo
downstairs
a mi esposa,
and I told my wife,
quédate en este lugar.
Stay up here.
No te muevas
Don't
aquí.
Go downstairs.
La única manera que te muevas de aquí
The only way that you can go down
es si me miras
is if you
y te
see
digo,
me
ven.
And I call you.
Ella me dijo, okay.
And she said, okay.
Yo salí.
Then I went out.
Y comencé a moverme.
I began to move around
a hacer llamadas
the airport,
nuevamente.
Making phone calls again.
Para no hacerlo muy largo.
Not to make it shorter.
Como a las 9.
Around 9.
Mi madre me llama.
My mother calls.
Y me dice,
tenemos
la plata.
And she says, we have the money.
Te lo vamos a prestar.
We're going to lend it
Yo
to you.
Saltar.
I began to jump in the airport.
Ah, qué bueno.
I said, yeah.
Mándamelo.
Send it to me now.
Por Western Union.
Western Union.
Oh, contento.
I was so
Miré
happy.
El reloj.
I looked at the
Era
watch.
Las 9.
And it was 9:00.
¿A qué hora vas a mandar? Bueno, tenemos
What
que
time did you send it? Well, we have to go to the bank.
Y ponerlo en Western Union.
And put it on Western Union.
Ah, okay, dijo.
And I said, okay,
hora.
Half an hour.
Mi vuelo salía.
My flight was supposed to leave.
10 para las 11.
10 to 11.
El tiempo estaba que corría.
And time was just running.
Pero tenía el dinero.
But I had the money.
Le digo a la persona de la aerolínea.
I said to the people in the counter.
Voy a tener el dinero.
I will go get the money.
Espérenme.
You wait for me.
Me miraron como si.
They looked at me.
Okay.
And they said, okay.
Lo esperamos.
Okay, we'll wait.
No me gustó mucho la mirada que
I didn't
me dio,
like the look they gave me.
Pero no tenía tiempo
but
para
I didn't
pensar
have time
esto.
To think about it.
Comencé a correr.
I began to run.
Busqué un taxi.
And I looked for a cab.
Taxi.
Cab.
Estaban ahí todos.
There were, everybody was there on the cabs. And I said, how much do you charge me from here to there?
Me dijeron como 60 y
He
algo.
Said about 60 something.
Lo pagué.
I paid it.
Vamos para allá.
Let's go.
Vamos a Western Union.
Let's go to Western Union.
Los Western Union allá.
Western Union
lo
there.
Lo abren a las 9 y media.
They open up at 9:30.
Cuando llegué por allá.
When I got there.
Era 9 y algo.
It was 9 something.
Cerrados.
It was closed.
Fui a otro.
I went to another one.
Cerrado.
Closed.
Fui a otro.
Another one.
Cerrado.
Closed.
Fui al primero que fui.
I went back to the first one.
Abierto.
And it was open.
Le digo, ¿tienes
And I
el
said,
dinero?
Do you have the money?
Sí, sí, claro,
He
claro.
said, yeah, yeah, I do.
¿Cuánto vas a sacar?
How much are you going to take out?
$3,500. Oh, no tenemos
oh I'm
dinero.
Sorry, we don't have that kind of money here. And I looked at the watch.
La hora seguía pasando.
The time was going on. It was going and running.
Desesperado.
I was desperate.
Sudaba como nunca.
I was sweating like never before.
Fuimos a otro lugar.
We went to another place.
Cerrado.
It was closed.
Fuimos al primer lugar.
First place again.
Y eran casi
It was almost
las 10.
10.
Le digo a la persona,
And I said to the person,
vengo a sacar dinero.
I have come to withdraw
oh, no hay problema.
Money. He said, oh, no
Le digo,
problem.
Pero
I
son
said,
3,
but it's $3,500.
Oh, aquí tenemos dinero.
It's okay, we
ah,
have the money.
Gloria a Dios,
I rejoice,
contento.
Praise the Lord.
Deme su nombre, por favor.
And then said, give me your name, please.
Le dije mi nombre.
And I said, my name.
El tipo comenzó a mirar la computadora.
He began to look in the computer.
Dijo, su nombre no está aquí.
He said, your name's not here.
¿Qué hago?
What do I do?
Pero me lo acaban de mandar hace
But
rato.
They just sent it to me 45 minutes ago. It's not here.
Hasta que estuvo mi nombre ahí.
Until they saw my name up
Del
there
lugar
on the computer.
Donde yo,
From the place where I was
al aeropuerto,
to the airport,
era 45
it was 45 minutes long in distance.
Eran 10 y 20.
It was 10:20.
Me dieron el dinero.
They gave me the money.
Casi las 10 y media.
Almost 10:30.
Le dije al tipo,
and I
que
said
correr.
To the guy, you have to fly.
Corre.
You just run as
Allá
fast
Peru
as you
es
can.
Que aquí.
In Peru, it's different than here.
Allá son dos
Over
líneas,
there, you have two lanes.
Y no como aquí,
and not like here.
Que un carro va en una línea,
one car is one lane.
El otro en otra línea.
The other car is in the other lane.
No, en Peru, no.
Over there, it's different.
En Peru, dos líneas,
we have two lanes.
Puedes poner cuatro carros,
and you can put four cars.
Lo único que haces,
the thing that they do,
metes tus espejos,
you put your mirrors
y
in,
comienzas a ir,
and you just begin to go through.
Y vas ahí y rápido todavía.
And you just go as fast as you can.
Le digo, mete los espejos.
And I told him, put your mirrors in.
Tenemos que ir rápido.
We have to get going.
El tipo comenzó a correr.
And he began
Yo
to
orando.
Drive.
Él me
I was
miraba.
Praying and I would look.
El tipo era calvo.
The guy was bald.
Y comenzaba a limpiarse
and he
el sudor.
Began to sweat.
Y íbamos rápido.
And we went as fast as we could.
Dios nos salvó.
God saved us.
Yo dije, Señor,
and I said, Lord, stop the plane.
Padre, que ángeles paren ese
Lord,
avión.
Make angels stop the plane.
Llegué ahí.
And I went there.
15 para las 11.
Quarter to 11.
No sé cómo llegamos
I
rápido.
Don't know how we got there so fast.
No sé.
I don't know.
Solamente escuchaba atrás de nosotros.
But all I hear behind us
una sirena de policía.
Were the police. And the siren.
Seguimos recto.
And we kept on going.
Llegamos al aeropuerto.
We got to the airport.
Llegué corriendo.
I was running.
Le dije, tengo el dinero.
I said, I have the money.
Me miraron y me dijeron,
they looked at me and they said,
yo no puedo subir al avión.
You can't go on the plane.
Pero digo, mi esposa
But
está
I said,
arriba.
My wife is up there.
Me dijo, no, su
and they said,
está
no,
allá.
Your wife is down here.
Tú tienes que entender.
And you have to understand
que yo me creo una persona de fe.
That I believe myself to be a man of faith.
Un cristiano con testimonio.
A Christian with a testimony.
Pero en ese momento,
and at that time,
no había nadie de la iglesia.
There was nobody from church there.
Le dije, ¿qué haces
and I
aquí?
Said, what are you doing here?
Desesperado.
I was desperate.
Me dijo, me engañaron.
And they said, she said, they lied to me.
Me dijeron que tú estabas
they
aquí
said,
esperándome.
You were here waiting for me.
Fui a hablar con el tipo.
So I went to talk to the guy at the counter.
Comencé hablando normal.
And I began normally speaking.
Después un poco más alto.
Then a little bit louder.
Después más alto.
And then a little louder.
Y después vi que todos nos
and
miraban
then I
al aeropuerto.
Just looked at everybody looking at us at the airport.
No sé por qué.
I don't know why. I don't know why.
Y hablábamos fuerte.
And we were talking loud.
Y le dije, tú tienes
and
que ponerme en ese avión.
You have to put our family in that plane.
Me dijo, no, tiene usted que ir en otro vuelo.
And he said, no, you have to go in another flight.
¿Cuándo es el otro vuelo?
When's the next flight?
2 semanas.
2 weeks from now.
La casa la habíamos entregado.
We had given our apartment away.
Dimos todo lo que teníamos.
We gave everything we had.
Decidimos venirnos para
we
aquí.
We decided to come back home.
No teníamos a dónde ir.
We didn't have anywhere to go.
Ni siquiera dinero para
quedarnos.
Not
even money to stay longer.
Dije, Señor, tienes que actuar.
And I said, Lord, you have to act.
Le dije, por favor, haga
algo.
And
I said, please,
le digo,
do something.
¿Ya se fue el avión?
Did the plane leave?
No me dijo nada.
He didn't say anything.
Presta atención a esto.
Pay attention to this.
Era las 11.
It was 11.
Tenía que ser 10 para las 11.
The plane needed to leave 10 to 11.
Todavía el avión estaba ahí.
The plane was still there.
El tipo agarró la radio.
The guy took the radio.
Vi que miraba, me miraba a mí.
And I saw him looking around and looking at us.
No me miraba con una buena cara.
He didn't look me with a good look.
Pero me miraba.
But he looked at me.
Y hablaba.
And he began to
Dijo,
talk
Señor,
and
okay.
speak. He said, okay, sir.
Tiene usted puede ir al avión.
You have access to the plane.
Nos alegramos.
We rejoiced.
Nos agarramos de la mano
we grabbed
con mi esposa,
our hands.
Corriendo.
We began to run.
Tipo así la película Home
Just
Alone.
Just like Home Alone, we began to run at the airport.
Corríamos.
We were running.
Y cuando llegamos allá.
And when we got there.
Comenzamos a pagar.
We began to pay.
Yo escuchaba que cada rato daban
and
el page.
I heard someone paging all the time.
Señor Nils Campana.
Sir Nils Campana.
Última llamada
last
para el avión.
Last call for the plane.
Samuel Campana,
Samuel Campana,
Caleb Campana,
Caleb Campana,
última llamada,
last call,
tuvieron media hora llamando.
They were calling us for half an hour.
Pagamos.
We paid.
Subimos al avión.
We boarded the plane.
Yo no sé lo que había pasado ella.
I don't know what she went through, my wife.
Ella no sabía lo que yo
she
había pasado.
She didn't know what I had gone through.
Pero ambos sabíamos que Dios había.
But we both knew that the Lord had intervened.
Que el cielo se hizo real
that
para
nosotros. That heavens became real in us.
Subimos al avión.
We boarded the plane.
Media hora tarde.
Half an hour late.
Y la gente nos miraba.
And the people looked at us.
Ah, que por eso estamos tarde.
That's why we're late.
Pero Dios.
But God.
Lo repito.
I'll repeat it.
Pero Dios.
But God.
Se hizo real.
Became real.
Dios puede parar.
God can stop.
Lo que es imparable para
whatever
ti.
Is unstoppable.
Dios puede cambiar.
He can change.
Lo que es incambiable
whatever
para
is unchangeable.
Ti. Dios puede recuperar.
He can recover.
Lo que parece perdido.
Whatever seems lost.
Cuando Dios se hace real,
when God becomes
todo
real,
es posible.
Everything is possible.
Todo es posible.
Everything is
si le puedes
possible.
Creer a él.
If you believe
si
him,
le crees a él,
if you believe
él actuará.
Then he will
si
act.
Pones tu corazón
if you dispose
al nivel
your
de Dios,
heart and tune it in with his heart,
Dios puede hacerlo.
Then he can do it.
¿Cuánto lo creen?
How many believe this morning?
Tercer punto.
Let us go quickly. Third point.
Tus palabras,
your words,
determinan
determine
lo que tú recibes.
What you receive.
Vamos a Génesis 22.
Genesis 22.
Versículo del 5 al 8.
5 to 8.
Génesis 22.
Genesis 22.
Del 5 al 8.
5 to 8.
Dice la palabra del Señor. Entonces dijo Abraham a sus siervos: esperad aquí con el asno, y yo y el muchacho iremos hasta allí y adoraremos y volveremos a vosotros. Y tomó Abraham la leña del holocausto y la puso sobre Isaac su hijo, y él tomó en su mano el fuego y el cuchillo, y fueron ambos juntos. Entonces habló Isaac a su padre y le dijo: padre mío. Y él respondió: heme aquí mi hijo. Y él dijo: he aquí el fuego y la leña, mas ¿dónde está el cordero para el holocausto? Abraham conocía quién era Dios.
Abraham knew who God was.
Abraham conocía la orden que dio Dios.
He knew the order that God gave.
Él obedeció esa
he
orden.
He obeyed it.
Pero él escogió hablar bien.
And he chose to speak well.
En el momento de prueba.
In the moment of trial.
Lo que tú hablas.
What you speak.
Determina lo que tú
determines
recibes.
Determines what you receive.
Dice la palabra de Dios en Proverbios.
It says in Proverbs.
Que en nuestra lengua.
That in our tongues.
En lo que hablamos.
In what we speak.
Está el poder de la vida y de la muerte. Lo que tú hablas
what you speak
es vida
is life
o muerte.
Or death.
Lo que tú hablas a tus hijos,
what you speak to your
lo que
children,
tú hablas a tu esposa,
what you speak to your wife,
a tu familia
to your family
es
around
vida
you,
o muerte.
It's life or death.
Tú decides lo
you
que hablas.
Decide what you will speak.
Porque eso vas a recibir.
Because that's what you will receive.
No nos damos cuenta muchas veces.
We don't realize many times
de lo poderosa que pueden
of
ser
how
nuestras palabras.
Powerful our words can be.
Abraham conocía.
Abraham knew.
Sabía.
He knew
que Dios era un Dios real.
That God was real.
En primer lugar.
First point.
Esto no lo dije en el culto de la mañana.
I didn't say this in the morning.
Esto es para ustedes.
This is for you.
Este es free.
This one's free.
Abraham.
Abraham.
Salió de Ur.
Came out.
De los caldeos.
From a city.
Y él.
Where he,
mi esposa,
my wife,
siempre me dice
always tells
que no sé palabras
that don't use words,
que ya no sabe.
That I don't know how to
translate. Es lo que pasó ahorita.
And that's what happened now.
Dije Ur.
I said Ur. I believe that's what it's called.
Entonces,
and so,
salió de ahí.
He came out of that city.
Abraham adoraba al Dios Luna.
Abraham worshipped the God,
la gente
the moon God.
Coronaba ese Dios.
Everyone around him worshipped that God.
Y lo que este Dios pedía
and
para
what
adoración,
God always asked as an offering,
este Dios,
that
ese Dios,
God, that God, the moon God or the God moon,
era que entreguen a su hijo y lo pasaban por
it
fuego.
It was for their children to be sacrificed under fire.
Abraham salió de ahí.
Abraham came out of that city.
Salió a otro lugar.
He went to another place.
A conocer un verdadero Dios.
To know the real God.
Le da la promesa del
he
hijo.
Gives him the promise of a son.
Y después le dice, sacrifícalo.
And then he says, sacrifice him.
¿Te imaginas a Abraham?
Can you imagine Abraham?
3 días caminó
three days
hacia el monte.
He walked towards the mountain.
3 días mirando a su hijo.
3 days looking at his son.
Mirando la promesa.
Looking at the promise.
Mirando el cumplimiento de lo que Dios
looking
había prometido.
At the fulfillment of what the Lord had promised.
Pero tenía que entregarlo.
But he needed to sacrifice him.
Tenía que entregarlo ahora.
He needed to sacrifice him now.
Abraham amaba más a Dios.
Abraham loved God the most.
Antes que la promesa de Dios.
More than the promise.
Y sabía que Dios era poderoso.
And he knew that God was powerful.
Dice la Biblia en Hebreos.
The Bible says in Hebrews.
Que lo podía resucitar aún de los muertos.
That he would be able to resurrect him even from the dead.
Pero él escogió hablar bien.
But he chose to speak well.
Mira lo que dice Génesis 22.
Look at what Genesis 22, 5 to 8 says.
Mira lo que dice el 5.
Look at verse 5.
Entonces dijo Abraham a sus siervos: esperad aquí con el asno, y yo y el muchacho iremos hasta allí, adoraremos y volveremos a vosotros. Adoraremos.
We will worship.
y volveremos.
And we will come back.
¿Cuándo Dios cambió la orden?
When did God change the order?
La orden seguía igual.
The order was still there.
Pero Abraham sabía que Dios podía
but
hacer
Abraham
algo.
Knew that he could do this.
Él escogió hablar bien.
He knew and decided to speak well.
Y volveremos allí.
And he said, we will come back.
Después su hijo le pregunta.
And then his son asked,
Padre, aquí veo todo lo que necesitamos
Father,
para
I see everything
ofrecer
that
sacrificio
we need
a Dios.
For the sacrifice and the offering to God.
Pero falta el cordero.
But I don't see the lamb.
Abraham le dijo.
Abraham said,
Dios
God
proveerá.
Will provide.
El resultado de lo que habló.
The result of what he spoke.
Porque habló vida.
Because he spoke life.
Recibió vida.
He received life.
Muchos años después.
Many times later.
En el mismo
many
lugar.
Many years later in the same place.
En el mismo lugar rodeado
in
por
the
ahí.
The same mountain.
Jesús iba a entregar su vida por ti.
Jesus was going to give his life for you and for me.
Dios siempre es por ti.
God always is for you.
Dios siempre
God
escucha
is
tus palabras.
Always listening to your words.
En el momento de dificultad.
In the moment of difficulties
and trials.
En el momento
de bendición.
In the moments of blessing.
En el momento de alegría.
In the moments of joy.
Dios escucha lo que hablas.
God listens to what you speak.
Vamos a llenar ahí.
Let us go to the next
yo y el muchacho
point.
Iremos, adoraremos y volveremos.
I and the boy will worship and we will come back.
Y el segundo punto es
and
Dios
the second point
proveerá.
Is guide, God provides.
Dios proveerá.
God provides.
Dios siempre va a proveer.
God will always provide.
Dice que después que pasó esto,
it says that after this happened,
escuchó
he heard,
de un animal.
He heard a lamb right behind him.
¿Dónde apareció esto?
Where did it come from?
No importa.
It doesn't matter.
Estaba ahí.
It was there.
Muchas veces la respuesta de
many
Dios
times
para ti,
the answer that comes from God to you,
tú no sabes dónde va a aparecer.
You don't know where it comes from.
Pero va a estar ahí.
But it's there.
Es tuya.
It's yours.
Recíbela.
Receive it.
Hazla tuya.
Make it yours.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
Cuarto punto.
Fourth point.
Tienes que estar dispuesto a morir.
You
a
must
ti.
Be willing to die to yourself.
Cuando escuchamos la palabra morir,
when we hear the word die,
no nos gusta mucho.
We don't like it.
No es una buena palabra.
It's not a good word.
Pero en este momento,
but in this point,
tú tienes que estar dispuesto,
you have to be willing
a morir a ti.
To die to yourself.
Cuando tú mueres a tus pensamientos,
when you die to your thoughts,
a lo que tú crees que es bueno,
to what you think it's good,
que se opone a lo que Dios cree que es bueno,
to what God knows is good,
el cielo comienza a intervenir.
Then heaven becomes to intervene.
Mira lo que dice aquí la palabra
begins
de
to intervene.
Dios. Génesis 32.
Genesis 32.
Versículo de 26 a 29.
26 to 29.
Vamos a leerlo rápidamente.
Very quickly, let us go there.
32 del 26
Genesis
al 29.
Genesis 32.
Del 20, 26 al 29.
26 to 29.
Y dijo, déjame porque raya el alba. Y Jacob le respondió, no te dejaré si no me bendices. Y el varón le dijo, ¿cuál es tu nombre? Y respondió Jacob. Y el varón le dijo, no se dirá más tu nombre Jacob, sino Israel, porque has luchado con Dios y los hombres y has vencido. Todos conocemos esta historia.
We all know this story.
Todos conocemos lo que pasó aquí.
We all know what happened here.
Jacob.
Jacob
recibe una revelación de Dios
receives a revelation from God years ago.
Nunca vive por esa revelación.
He never lives under that promise.
Nunca obedece.
He never obeys.
Nunca cumple lo que prometió.
He never fulfills it, what he promised.
Y Dios lo trae a un lugar de enfrentamiento.
And God brings him to a place of an encounter.
Un lugar donde él iba a entender.
A place where he would understand.
Que todo para él.
That everything for him.
Lo que Dios iba a hacer en
what
él.
What God will do in him.
Era bueno.
It was good.
Un lugar
it was a place
donde tenía que conocer quién era
where
él.
He needed to know who he was.
¿Dónde estaba él?
Where he was standing.
Estaba viniendo a un lugar.
And he was coming to a place
donde iba a entender que sus palabras
where he would understand that his words
iba a diferenciar
would make the difference
lo que el futuro iba a ser para él.
Of what his future would be.
Un lugar
a place
donde tenía que estar dispuesto
where he needed to be willing
a morir
to die
para recibir
to receive
lo que Dios había prometido.
What God had promised.
Dice aquí en ese momento
it says here
que el ángel de Jehová le dijo,
the angel of the Lord asked him
déjame,
and told them let me go
porque ya está que amanece.
Because it's almost daybreak.
Pero Jacob dijo,
but Jacob said
Jacob, habló,
Jacob spoke
no te dejaré,
I will not let you go
no te dejaré,
I will not let you go
hasta que me bendigas,
until you bless me.
sabía que al hacer esto.
He knew that when he did this.
Yo me imagino que está colgado de
su. I can imagine him just grabbing onto the angel.
Imagino al ángel caminando.
And the angel just walking.
Como un niño que se cuelga del
pie
de papá.
Like a child dangling from the daddy's leg.
Y lo arrastraba.
And he would just drag
him. Decía, no te dejaré.
I will never let you go.
Hasta que me bendigas.
Until you have blessed me.
Déjame que ya amanece.
Let me go because it's almost daybreak.
No te dejaré.
I won't let you go.
Hasta que me bendigas.
Until you bless me.
El ángel podía matarlo.
The angel could kill him. Kill him.
Y él estaba dispuesto a morir.
He was willing to die.
Porque él sabía.
Because he knew.
Que hasta ese momento.
That up to that point in time.
Lo que él era.
What he was.
Era inservible para Dios.
It was not good for God.
Quería un cambio.
He wanted a change.
Y el ángel le pregunta.
And the angel asked him.
¿Cuál es tu nombre?
What is your name?
Él no le dijo, mi nombre es George.
He didn't say, my name is George.
Mi nombre es.
He said.
Cualquier nombre.
My name or whatever other name.
Digo George.
I said George.
Porque estamos en el culto de habla
inglesa. Because we are in the English speaking service.
Sí, en la tarde diría.
In the afternoon I would say.
Pepito.
Pepito.
José.
José.
¿Para qué tengo que decir George?
But here I have to say George.
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah.
Para que entiendan.
For you to understand.
Pero le preguntó por su nombre.
But he asked him for his name.
Y él dijo la verdad.
And he said the truth.
Mi nombre es usurpador.
He said, my name is the one who takes the place of another.
Mi nombre es el ladrón.
My name is the thief.
El que olvida las promesas.
The one who forgets the promises.
Ese es mi nombre.
That's my name.
Jacob.
Jacob.
El ángel lo miró.
The angel looked at him.
Le dijo.
And he said.
No.
No.
Tu nombre es Israel.
Your name is Israel.
Príncipe de Dios.
Prince of God.
Tu nombre es el que pelea con Dios.
Your name is the one who battles with God.
Pelea con los hombres.
You fight with men.
Y vence.
And you conquer and win.
Ese es tu nombre.
That is your name.
El nombre.
The name.
Significa en estos tiempos antiguos.
Signifies in those times.
Lo que la persona representaba.
What the person represented and was.
No ponían los nombres como ponemos ahora.
They wouldn't put or name people the way that we do nowadays.
Ellos sabían que cuando ponían un
nombre. They knew that when they named somebody.
Ese nombre iba a definir su futuro.
Would define their future.
Dios le cambió el nombre.
God changed his name.
Le cambió el futuro.
He changed his future.
Le cambió el pasado.
He changed his past.
Y le cambió el presente.
And he changed his present.
Ya no eres más Jacob.
You're not Jacob anymore.
Israel.
Your name is Israel.
Después de esta parte.
After this.
Dice que él cogió.
It says that he was crippled.
Era la marca de que había estado.
It was the mark that he had been
Dios.
With God.
Caminó.
He was walking.
Le dijeron Jacob.
And they said Jacob.
Dijo no, Israel
no,
para ti.
Israel to you.
Jacob.
Jacob.
Ya no volteaba.
He wouldn't turn around anymore.
Firmaba sus cheques.
He would sign his checks.
Israel.
Israel.
Le cambió el nombre.
He changed his
le cambió
name.
Su pasado.
He changed his
le cambió
past.
Su presente.
He changed his present.
Y le cambió su futuro.
And he changed his future.
Eso es lo que Dios quiere hacer contigo.
And that is what the Lord wants to do with you.
Cuando Abraham estaba justo para
when
sacrificar
Abraham
a su hijo,
was just about to sacrifice his son,
sabía que eso
he knew that that
lo iba a matar también a él.
Was going to kill him as well.
Porque al matar a su hijo,
because once he killed his son,
él también iba a morir.
He was also going to die. But he was willing to do that.
Dios
God
es un Dios que quiere intervenir.
Is a God who wants to intervene.
Dios
God
es un Dios
is a God
que quiere cambiar todo
who
a nuestro
wants
alrededor.
To change everything that surrounds
el
us.
Cielo
heaven
se va a hacer real.
Becomes real.
Abraham.
Abraham.
Ya no fue llamado más Abraham,
was
padre
it called
de multitudes.
Abram, the father of multitudes?
Abraham fue llamado amigo de
Abraham
Dios.
Was called a friend of God.
El cielo intervino.
Heaven intervened.
Y ahora era real su presencia.
And now it was real in his presence.
Ponte de pie en esta mañana.
Please stand up this morning.
El último feeling que no lo pude terminar.
The last feeling that I wasn't able to
para
finish.
Que lo lean ahí es.
For you
le preguntó
to read it is,
por su nombre.
He asked him, what is your name?
Y le cambió el nombre y le dijo, serás Israel.
And your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel.
En esta mañana.
This morning.
Quiero preguntarle a alguien.
I want to ask somebody.
Si quiere aceptar a Jesús en su corazón.
If you want to take Jesus and accept him into your heart.
Que él venga a ser lo primero en tu vida.
Allow him to do it in your life.
Que él sea lo mejor que tengas
Let
en tu vida.
Let him be the best that you can have in your life.
Quiero que me lo digas con tu mano levantada en
And
este
I
momento.
Want you to express it by putting up your hand.
Y si hay alguien en este lugar.
And if there is anybody.
Que quiere nuevamente.
Who wants to again.
Tener un compromiso
have
con Dios.
A commitment with God.
Armar nuevamente una relación con
to,
Dios.
To bring a relationship again with Him.
Pido que levantes tu mano en este lugar.
Just put your hand up.
Dios te bendiga. Dios te bendiga. God bless you. God bless you. Puedes poner tu mano abajo.
You can put it down now.
Ahora déjame orar por ustedes.
Now let me pray for you.
Padre, en el nombre de Jesús.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Yo bendigo las personas que están en este lugar.
I bless the families in this place, Lord.
Declaro tu presencia
I
sobre ellos.
Your presence upon them.
Y declaro que el cielo será
And
real.
I declare that the heavens are opened up.
El cielo está real.
Heaven is real for them, Lord.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In Jesus' name.
El cielo interviene.
Heaven has intervened.
¿Qué es eso?
And what is this, Lord?
Es cuando Dios se
It's
hace real en cada situación
in
de nuestra
every
vida.
Circumstance in our lives.
Gracias te damos.
Thank you, Lord.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In Jesus' name.
Amén.
Amen.
Pastor.
Well, we've heard a message from the Lord this morning. I wonder why the Lord wanted this shared. And I believe it's because He wants to intervene. He wants to intervene in your life. I believe the heavens are open over us today. The heavens are open over this service. And I believe that there are those in this service this morning where you need an intervention from heaven. There's something you're facing, some need, and you just say, I need heaven to intervene. This is too big for me. I can't handle this. I can't change this. I need heaven to intervene this morning. And I want to give, there's 3 points came to my mind as Niels was sharing this. And the first one is we need to connect with God, as he shared. And if you want to connect with God this morning, this way, you have a need, you need heaven to intervene, I want to ask you just to come down, stand on this line this morning. And by coming, just saying, Lord, I want to connect with you this morning. So whoever it is, whoever needs a miracle this morning, something that you need heaven to intervene, just come right now. Just come and stand here on this line. By your coming, you're saying, Lord, I'm coming to connect with you. I'm coming to connect this morning. Just come and stand right along this line. Just spread right out along the whole way so everybody can be in a single file if we can. This message is for you this morning. God saw your need. He saw your intervention. He allowed Niels to speak a message of faith this morning. It would open our hearts. I believe this message has opened heaven because the word of God has been opened. There's an open heaven over us this day. Now, here's the second thing, and this is tough, but I never really saw it until Neil shared it this morning. I never saw that Jacob anointed that pillow. Jacob anointed the rock. He anointed the hard place he was in. He anointed it. He accepted that reality. He said, Lord, I'm in this reality, and Lord, I bring your presence to it. And that's tough because we don't like where we are, and we want to battle where we are. But I think this morning what the Lord is saying to us is you need to anoint that hard place you're in. The situation that you're finding hard right now, the situation that caused you to come forward this morning. We just need to anoint that and say, Lord, I bring your presence to it. Lord, I can't change this, but if I'm staying at this place, I'm anointing this place. I am going to look for your heart. I'm going to look for your oil, the oil of your spirit, to do good out of this and Neil shared the verse, all things work together for good. Those things are not good, but they're going to work for good. And you have to somehow accept right where you are to say, God, you allowed me to be in this point of time, and I'm just going to call your presence to it. I'm going to accept it. If things never change, Lord, I'm going to bless your name. Like Job. Job said, the Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And that's where we got to come. We have to come to the place where we say, you know what? Lord, I don't like this. But Lord, you give and you take away, and I'm going to bless your name right here in the midst of the situation. So I want you just to do the second step here this morning, because I believe God's going to bring us to a place of intervention from heaven. Our hearts have to be willing to just see God where we are right now. And so would you just, in your own prayer and just your own way, just anoint that hard place you're in. Just accept the reality of where you're in and just bring Christ's presence to it. Lord, you see each person that's standing here. You see each hard place that they've had to put their head down on. Oh, God, I just pray right now that you would anoint that hard place, that this would be the place we connect with you. This is the point of contact, right at the place of our need. We just say, Lord, you do good. You are a good God. You do all things well. We will not curse you. We will not turn away from you. We will bless you right in our hard place. Oh, God, may our hearts just open. And as our hearts open, would you open heaven? Open heaven over us, Lord. Every person that's here today, open heaven over them in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now I want you now to just ask God for that intervention. Just to open your heart and say, Lord, this is what I need. I want you to speak a word that's positive, a word of what you want to see God do. Just speak that future. Just let God show you your new name, your new circumstances, the new you. And I just believe God's going to intervene right now in this moment as we pray. And Lord, I pray right now for everyone that stepped forward. Lord, we have come forward to connect with you. Lord, we come forward not rebelling or cursing what we're going through, but Lord, saying you do all things well. You are a good God and you brought us to this point. But Lord, we know you love us more than to leave us where you are, where we are, and that you're going to touch people. Lord, I just pray right now an open heaven. Just open up the windows of heaven. Pour out a blessing. Pour out a healing. Pour out a deliverance. Pour out a change of circumstances. Arrest people's hearts, oh God, that's around us. Things that can't change, that we can't change. You change it right now in the name of Jesus. Intervene in our lives. Intervene in our families. Intervene in our finances. Intervene in our health. Right now in the name of Jesus. We just receive that blessing. In the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord, we receive it today, Lord. Just simply receiving. Oh, God, bless us this morning. Bless us this morning. Create a new future for us, oh Lord. May we look back to this moment and say, this was the moment of change. This was the moment of breakthrough. This morning, when heaven intervened. Amen and amen. I believe that this morning. I believe this service was ordained. God knew your need. He knew you had needed to be here. And he's going to bless. And I just believe over the next days, over the next weeks, you're going to see a transition. You're going to see a blessing. You're going to see, this was a shift. It was a shift that happened this morning. It was a breakthrough. And God is intervening in your heart and your life. Do you believe it? I do. Amen. Let's give the Lord a round of applause. We're going to dismiss you to go. If anyone that's come forward, you just feel, you know, I just want to agree with someone on my need, or I just, you know, want special prayer and something, you can just stay. And Larry's here, and Neil's here, I'm here. We'll just pray with you, anoint you with oil if there's a special need. So everyone else, you're dismissed in the name of the Lord. Walk in His presence.